everybody. I'm Dr. Kirti Catherine Kabir, a breast specialist and oncoplastic surgeon at Kaveri Hospital, Chennai. So today we are going to talk about risk reducing methods for breast cancer. So everybody is aware breast cancer is on the rise, and we're seeing it more in the younger age groups, particularly in India, between the years of 30 and 40 years. So what can we do to reduce the risk of getting a breast cancer? So there are some modifiable factors. What do we mean by that is there are some factors that we can work towards by reducing our own risk. So the first thing is diet. So there are some fatty foods that we consume that increase the amount of fatty tissues that our body carry. And when these fatty tissues release certain chemicals or hormones, these hormones indirectly affect the breast and increase your risk for breast cancer. So fatty foods, obesity, this is the first most common risk factor that we see for breast cancer. When obesity comes into play, there is a hormone called estrogen that gets produced from the fatty tissues, and this estrogen hormone acts on the breast tissue, increasing the amount of abnormal tissues that form, eventually leading to the formation of a cancer. So how do we reduce our risk through obesity? One is through exercise, maintaining a good diet, and maintaining a good BMI. The second modifiable risk factor is vitamin D. So this awareness about vitamin D has been very, very low, but over the last few years, there is enough evidence to say that low levels of vitamin D can also increase the risk of breast cancer by increasing the number of abnormal changes that happen within the breast. So how does this happen? So vitamin D is a hormone that we all have in our body, and it's a hormone that is produced when there is more exposure to sunlight. But if you look at the general consensus of the women in India, so if a normal woman is coming in for a general health checkup, majority of them are found to have low levels of vitamin D, which means that our daily exposure to sunlight is very, very low. And this low levels of vitamin D can cause a lot of abnormal changes in the breast. Initially, these changes may not be cancerous, but over a period of time, the abnormal changes lead to a formation of breast cancer. So check your vitamin D routinely. If it is low, either get supplements or ensure that you're getting a good amount of sunlight on a daily basis. The next factor that we see is smoking and alcohol. So smoking and alcohol are two factors that can cause any cancer in any part of the body, and particularly in the breast. So alcohol consumption in moderation. So if you have a certain amount of alcohol for a certain week, that is okay. But excessive intake of alcohol or binge drinking is something that increases your risk for breast cancer. Smoking. So nicotine itself from the tobacco can cause a direct injury to the tubes behind the breast. So if you look at the structure of the breast, everybody has a nipple, and behind the nipple we all have some tubes which we call the ducts. And when nicotine is taken into the system, this directly affects the ducts behind the nipple, causing damage, and this damage eventually then releases toxins which then cause cancer within the breast. So stop smoking and reduce your amount of alcohol intake. These are two other methods of reducing your risk. The next one is contraception. So all women have two hormones in the body, that is estrogen and progesterone. And the normal regulation of a woman's menstrual cycle happens through variations in the estrogen hormone and the progesterone hormone. So when you are put on oral contraceptive pills, either be it for PCOD, which is a polycystic ovarian disease, or if you're having abnormal menstrual cycles, or even to avoid pregnancies. So these are the three most common reasons why contraceptions are given. And when contraceptions are given over a long period of time, then the direct exposure or the risk of getting a cancer is increased. So when you take contraception, you should first consult your gynecologist and your breast specialist. See what is the risk of cancer that you may have for taking a particular contraception, and are there any non-hormonal methods of contraception? So even for PCOD, even for contraception, you don't always need to have hormonal pills. There are also non-hormonal methods that you can take part in, which will then reduce your risk for breast cancer. Where it cannot be avoided and you have to be treated for other diseases, then yes, you will have to take the pills. But where you can avoid it, it is advisable, because the longer you take it, you may not have any abnormal changes that you notice in the breast right away, but then 5 years to 10 years down the line, this exposure will play a role in the risk of breast cancer. If you have any further queries on risk reducing methods or screening methods, do reach out to us. Thank you.